the inner eye of you will change, everything will change. And when I accepted that invisible mirror looking at me, suddenly I was submerged in the truth. Because I looked at that mirror and I wanted to see, okay, what is the totality? With this, I see that, I see that. But I cannot see everything. But there is an everything. He was looking at everything. The Creator is not looking at a part of this, all of it. Okay, I should see what He is looking at. So I should see from His eyes. This moment, suddenly illusion came out and said, wait a minute, this is an illusion. You trying to look from the eyes of God to we, this doesn't happen. My picture in your eyes came down and said, don't listen to that illusion. That illusion is stupid. Because there is no difference between you and him. Do you remember he talked about painting and painter? I'm talking about my painter. And you want to see I'm different? No. I find my picture in that eye, and my picture in that eye, the way he is looking at me, will show me the truth. Other visions are wrong. For me, the only vision, correct vision, is my beloved vision. And my beloved is calling me. Isn't that enough? This is the beginning of the next page. So, did you listen to the argument? The argument is, let's talk about imagination. First of all, don't go to illusion. That's the next step. First, imagination. This is what you should understand. The first one, common sense, let go of it. The only good stuff of common sense, it proved that the beauty exists. Now I'm talking about our beauty. Beauty of we. I say, human is good. Whenever I wanted to call the other part of you which is not good, I would say Adam. Because to us, Adam is different, insan is different. That we is insan, because it comes from uns. Uns means getting used to each other, coming together. That's what uns is. Insan is that, because it's we, it's not us, it's not me, it's not you, it's we, that one, right? That one, first of all, is beautiful. Because God is talking to that one. That's the beautiful part of me. Logically, we are in a species here and we look like monkeys and we act worse than monkeys. Logically, that's what we are. But that's logical. That's not we. That's the animal part of us which is still here because it's only a couple of years that we are working towards the other one. The animal has been here for a long time and is the base. I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about imagination. And imagination, yes, looks like a cheaty stuff, but it's the basic. And in that imagination, attraction comes in. That attraction is the proof of the beauty. Now you understood what he's trying to say. Let's hear the rest of it, then pray. I will repeat it, don't worry. Yes.
When thine eye became an eye for my heart, my blind heart went and became drowned in vision. I saw that thou art the universal mirror unto everlasting. I saw my own image in thine eye. I said, at last I have found myself. In his eyes I have found the shining way. My false instinct said, beware. That's only thy phantom. Distinguish thy essence from thy phantom.
Okay, stop here because this is a misunderstanding. It's not my false instinct. It's vahm, is illusion. is the label of that sense. You cannot change it in translation because those are five senses we talked about. Here is Goft Vahmam, means my illusion said this, not my instinct. That's the illusion, which is the next one. He said what? That beware, that's only your imagination. There is no phantom here. Distinguish thy sense from thy phantom. First of all, that thy stuff, old English, is made to call the king. When you're calling a part of yourself, it's not thy, it's you, and you has different ways in a Persian language, the simplest and pejorative. There's some way not very elegant one is to, and here is to. There is no thy here. There is my illusion said, this is your imagination. You should distinguish your zot from your imagination. Zot means the basic principal part of you, the essence of you. You should distinguish your real stuff from your imagination. This is what the illusion said. Then,
my image gave voice from thine eye. I am thou, and thou art I in oneness.
Ruin the beauty of it. Really, because it's so simple. Ask any Persian, even illiterate one. They will tell you, Nakshman as chishma to avaz dad. They will say, my picture from your eyes started to sing. It's singing over there. That you silly, there is no difference between me and you. Because in his eyes, that coming together is already there. Ittihad. This is Ittihad, which we are going to see Wahdat as one of these steps. You remember? The first one was yearning. Next was love. This is Ma'rifah. The other one is enrichment of this. Then comes unity, unification. My picture from his eye will tell me it's about unification, not separation. My brain, my intelligence is about separation, analysis. So he would analyze and see ugly part of me, which is the carrier, the animal which I'm riding, or body, physical existence. But my picture from there told me it's about unity. One, four.
For how should a phantom find the way into this illumined and changeless eye belonging to the realities?
Oh my God. Translation. Because in this special eye, which is enlightened, full of lights, and will never go out of light. This is Cheshmen Munir Bizabal. Eye which is sparkling with the light and is giving the light, not receiving the light, and is eternal in this one, which is full of truth. And true, some imagining thing doesn't come in, because when we say khiyal, we talk about imagination and funny imagining stuff you imagine about something, right? I'm not talking about that. Here, when we say khiyal, imagination, we say the picture of beloved in the heart of a lover, that's an imagination. We're talking about that one. No, you imagine something which is the sister of illusion. If out of these eyes you saw something, that one is nonsense. I mean, he represents this imagination of beloved is, in a way, the way of thinking, right? The imagination that we believe in, that explanation. hold up and say, that's it. The way we think beloved is looking at us. With other visions, yes, you could bring the logic in. Why? Because, before we come into because, please start from the beginning of the page, maybe this time will make sense.
When thine eye,
yeah.
When thine eye became an eye for my heart, my blind heart went and became drowned in vision. I saw that thou art the universal mirror unto everlasting. I saw my own image in thine eye. I said, at last I have found myself. In his eyes I have found the shining way.
In his vision. Yeah.
My illusion said, beware, that is only thy imagination. Distinguish your essence from imagination. My image gave voice from thine eye, I am thou, and thou art I in oneness. For how should a phantom find the way into this illumined and changeless eye belonging to the realities? If you behold your image in the eyes of any other than me, know that 'tis a phantom and reprobate. Because he is applying the collyrium of non-existence and is imbibing the wine of Satan's illusion-making.
You see, suddenly he went back to the Satan, because Satan is the angel of knowledge. He said, with the knowledge, let me talk about knowledge. What is knowledge? Knowledge is based upon non-existence. Right? Knowledge is looking for the thing that we don't understand to find and bring it out. And is looking for something which is not here. That's the problem with the knowledge, because the wine given to him comes from Satan. Logic, limitation. I want to talk about unlimited stuff, and you're involved with limitation. First of all, you limit everything to yourself. You say we, and we are timeless. Then, when we say imagination, you think about what you imagine. That's not what we are talking. What we imagine. And here, in the image of we, there are something which is not in I. First of all, in image of we, you could find selflessness. When you talk with the self, you would see selfishness. These are two different matters. Yes? Their eyes.
Their eye is the home of fantasy and non-existence. Necessarily, it sees as existent the things which are non-existent. Since my eye saw collyrium from the glorious, it is the home of existence, not the home of fantasy.
Here, yes, it's khiyal again, but once it's fantasy, once it's imagination. And we say, you know what? Vision depends on what you have in your eyelid. How do you direct it? So they call that medicine of eye, which is later is for beautification only. They talk that will help you to see something. And that could be two things. One is reality. That reality will bring you down to the animal. The other one is that's something else which is coming from above. If you do that, if you let the hacking to put something in your eyes, will change the way you see. So your imagination will be the images, not the illusions. Yes?
There are a lot of additions and quotation marks that I'm finding very confusing, that, you know, which voice is speaking here? And I just want, could you possibly clarify that?
It's a little bit complicated because I have to explain all the words and the meanings in Persian. But he started like this, that somebody is coming out, this is me. This me is the real seeker, real dervish. who is talking the truth.